Oh yeah, those fires.
Yeah, I just got bit by a couple of them.
Okay, go ahead.
This is S21 and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Richard, along with Jonathan and Logan, we are back again at Starbase Studios for another little quick snippet with some of the cast and crew of the production of Melbourne. We're here with the makeup and effects individuals, and we're going to let them give them your names, and then we'll start asking some questions.
Danielle Kraft.
Hey, guys. Nate Bright.
And when you got involved with the program, did you realize the work that went into it? I know you said, Nathan, that you've had some experience in this, so you're pretty familiar, but it looks like Danielle is a little bit new to you.
I went to school and studied for it last year, and I just have, I'm really just now getting to work on projects like this, so kind of shadowed Nate today, get to work on it tomorrow.
He's cutting you loose on your own. What's your background, Nate, just to let everybody know?
I'm self-taught completely. I started probably about almost 4 years ago now. I always wanted to do this kind of thing growing up, watching movies like, you know, The Labyrinth and other types of sci-fi movies. And I got into special effects. And it's not quite the way that it was back then, but I really enjoy it, you know. And teaching myself, I think, also kind of gives me an edge. I didn't always have the money to go out and buy the materials needed to learn how to do stuff. So I kind of taught myself how to make things out of what I had and what was available to me. So like I say, when it gives me the edge, it helped me with critical thinking. If we're ever on set or anything anywhere and something needs to be done now this way or that way, you know, and you don't have the time to order something specifically, you know, I now possess the ability to, you know, run out and basically build whatever's needed or use what materials we have to make. So
make do with what you have.
Yeah.
So troubleshooting is part of it?
Oh, absolutely. All day long, the whole thing is troubleshooting. I've never had a clean, smooth shoot yet, even when everything's planned out. And even when you have a smooth shoot, you never had a smooth shoot. It's just, it's how it works. Same with life.
With the effects and makeup, what is the harder part? Is it the gory stuff, or is it the more subtle effects?
I'll let...
I'm going to have to go with the subtlety, especially, like, it's the subtle stuff. It's when you just need, like, super minute little details, like, say someone needs, like, it's, you're doing a fantasy piece or something, and someone just needs just, like, the subtlety of, like, raised cheekbones or working on chins or doing ears or something you wouldn't normally think about, but just the minute little details that can change somebody's face or sell across a character. I've always enjoyed gore, but I've always found the subtle stuff to be a little more difficult.
With the changing of the culture and everybody being more relaxed, you have some art on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
You have some, I'm not sure, the cogs, is that what they're called?
In my ears?
You're right.
These are tunnels, plugs, tunnels, gauges. Plugs,
gauges, yeah. That's what I was looking for. Is it, with that becoming more accessible or more acceptable, not accessible,
uh-huh.
is that a little bit more difficult for your line of work when it's come to like a film like a Star Trek arena where you're like, oh boy, we got to cover up some of this stuff because that wasn't really prevalent until you got to Chakotay.
Are you asking me if I'm in the film? Is that something that...
No, I'm just asking in general. Until you got to Chakotay and Voyager, you never really did have any of the artwork or anything like that.
No, and they still don't. Even today, if you'll notice, you know, I went and covered up my wrists here. That's all tattoo, actually. So, you know, and I don't remember anybody having anything before Dax, really, that was even tattoo-ish. When it comes to set, I have yet to do anything other than tattoo cover-ups for film. You know, I haven't really had to deal with the gauges or anything like that, or I've had to simulate gauges before, where we make fake earlobes, or I make fake gauges that go through them. But I haven't had to hide anything like that.
And they're happy over there, everybody.
If you were here today, you saw they put me on scene, and what I do is I'll take and I'll glue the inside, and I pinch it together like this.
Right.
And then I take and I fold it up behind my ear. So if
I
ever have to...
It's effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I ever have to do anything, that's how I handle it, really. I mean, but...
And were you surprised when both of you got asked to say, put on a uniform and come over here into Med Bay and have fun?
Originally, when it was, you know, when I was told that, like, it was before we got here on set, like, Michael said, hey, you know, I need your measurements. We're getting you a costume. Because, you know, you're going to be an extra. And I was just like, I got into makeup, so I didn't have to do that, but okay. I knew it was coming. I just wasn't quite sure when.
I wasn't surprised. I knew how hot it was. So I don't want to say upset, but.
I knew it was
coming,
and I was still like.
I'm a sissy, yeah. That's not. You saw me. I was trying to build fans and
air out in front of
Yeah, I don't
fans.
Do well with heat. Mm-mm. So,
which I guess begs the question. I'm sure being as hot as we are, as sweaty people are, I'm sure that's fun to deal with when you're dealing with effects and makeup. Either of you could answer. I'm sure you want to say some choice words.
We do our best to try to alleviate any heavy, you know, any heavy sweating or anything like that. But, you know, it comes down to all different factors as well. Let's say we're using prosthetics or anything like that, the particular type of glue that we use. If you're putting that on somebody who's been drinking heavily the night before, or, you know, just certain types of drugs or anything like that, like that stuff, it comes out through your pores and it'll actually break down the glue that we're having. So regardless of whether it's hot or not, you can still have a day when it's falling off because, you know, maybe the person's a lush, or maybe...
Yeah.
And it can be anything. Prescription drugs can do that, too. I mean, it's just... So, we always try to prepare for everything. I know I do. My car literally has something... I mean, there's a monkey in there right now.
A live monkey, or...?
It's close to alive. Close to alive without having to have a license. But there's monkeys in there. There's video games. There's every type of tool. There's every weird thing.
You had freaking power play in your car.
Catheters, all kinds of weird stuff. So I'm always prepared.
Okay. Don't know if I want to know about the catheters.
That's probably when you put the catheters, the monkeys, and the video games together.
Oh, okay.
I guess that sounds like an odd Saturday.
With the production, are you going to be? I think you're just here for the one day. And you're basically passing it on to Danielle. What's the production schedule going forward? Is it just for a couple more days, another day?
We're going to be here, I believe we're filming till...
Saturday and Sunday, and then Mondays for pickups.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, and then, yeah, Mondays for hiccups, and then I know I'm leaving, me, and then Michael, and the other, Brittany, we're all heading out on Tuesday, but so that's, yeah, so basically, yeah, I believe that's what the schedule is for the next 5 installments, is, like, we pick a weekend, I think, towards the end of, like, a weekend towards the end of September, I think, is what has been said.
And do both of you live in the Oklahoma City area with Starbase, or did you have to travel here?
I had an 11-hour car ride from Alabama.
So you're a ways away, so are we, but not quite that far. What about you, Nate?
I'm about an hour 45.
So you get to sleep in every morning and just... Well, no, technically, these type of productions, you don't get to sleep in.
I was actually up sick until about 4 in the morning, and then I had to leave at 5.
So everybody's going to leave here and get sick.
No, it wasn't. I think I ate... I ate way too much bacon. My wife made me like an entire box of bacon, and I ate the whole thing. Plus a big sandwich from Schlotzky's. and some popcorn and some cheese and some Milky Ways.
Yeah, you just made yourself sick eating like the traditional like gamer kids diet.
So it was definitely my fault. It was no illness.
Just eat all the things.
Temporary illness.
Though. Yeah.
With the schedule, do you guys do other fan films or other work outside of the studio that you want to mention? And also, if you have any websites or Facebook pages you want to mention where your work can be seen at?
I was actually still in school. I got asked to work on another film. It wasn't a fan film. While I was in Nashville, the class I was with, we actually got to be the effects crew for that because the director wanted to keep everything practical, just like kind of like this. We got to do that, and I do a lot of work with local cosplayers back home. That's kind of like my thing. I like to cosplay. I like to work with cosplayers, but I'd like to do more. I'd like to do more films, do more fan films, that kind of thing.
So do you have a website or a Facebook page where you take pictures of your work so people can see?
You can find me on Instagram under Twisted Beauty FX, and then on Facebook I'm under the Winter Robin Cosplay for that.
And you, Nate?
I'm constantly on the go doing stuff, from cons to different films, everything from horror and sci-fi to drama to... I guess that's it. I haven't done any love stories or anything like that. I don't think I have.
Listen to a love story, maybe a murder mystery.
Right? Yeah.
Something like that.
I've done some weird love stories. You guys can't see the quotes at home, but.
Here's some air quotes.
So I do that. I do cons. I do demos. I go around and I teach kids stuff. I do different film festivals. Also raise awareness for children with cancer and help to raise money for them. And I do that through St. Baldrick's. And another thing that I'm getting ready to do is, I don't know if anybody's heard of Magic Wheelchair, but basically what they do is they take children who've been confined to wheelchairs, and they kind of, you know, try to make their lives a little brighter, a little cooler by taking their wheelchair and making it something that's maybe not so wheelchair-y, you know? Making it something that's cool for a kid.
Cosabilities does this kind of something similar. There's another one, too.
Well,
it's
like a TIE fighter wheelchair.
Yeah,
and stuff
cosplay
like.
Around
and that's what
children's
this does.
Refills.
And
yeah.
I'm getting ready to do one of those for kids and help build a special wheelchair for a child with that. But you can find me on Facebook. I'm all filled up with friends. You can follow me on Instagram under Illogical, ILL. _LOGICAL. And also, here's the link. Well, it's just stbaldricks.org. Oh, good Lord. I have a personal link, but just go to stbaldricks.org if you want to help kids with children with cancer. And like I said, Magic Wheelchair, you can do. Also, fxcrate.com. If any of you know what lootcrate.com is, fxcrate.com is someone I've been working together with, and they put out crates each month. Which have a theme and FX supplies in them. And you can order it and kind of learn yourself.
I actually just saw an advertisement for them on Instagram the other day.
Cool. What's out there? Well, it looks like they're getting ready to move into an area that we're at, so we're going to have to wrap this up. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Nate.
Yeah,
appreciate everything. Appreciate what you've done for Melbourne. And we look forward to see you in the future when we're down here. Hopefully we will.
I'll be here. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.